This episode is brought to you by Siete Foods. Siete is a Mexican-American family-founded company that makes everything from tortillas to chips to sauces, and it all starts with thoughtfully chosen ingredients. Learn more in the show notes. Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Bar Tutto. Bar Tutto is an Italian all-day cafe in the West Loop area of Chicago. It is the newest restaurant from Chef Joe Flam. Joe has some other great restaurants here in Chicago, including one of my favorites, Rosemary. Joe is a super talented chef, and I've really come to know him through our advocacy work together with Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry. And so Bar Tutto just opened this past December, and it is a pretty cool and really fun restaurant. Very approachable menu. It has a little something for everybody. Actually want to check out their breakfast and lunch as well. Anyhow, there were six of us at the dinner table and we had a lot of great dishes, but he has these crostino. Think of crostini, which are smaller little toasts, but this is bigger. It was one of them that was cut up and they all have different toppings. So we had a delicious one with mozzarella and squash mostarda, and then one with sausage and mushrooms with some of this melted bubbly cheese on top. So delicious. We had a really good Frito Misto, this roasted carrot salad, and a few delicious pastas, of course. But I'm sorry, we had this braised pork shank dish served over polenta, some apples, and some cider jus. Holy cow, this dish was outrageously good. Unanimously agreed upon that it was one of our favorites. We also had a couple of good desserts, but overall, really looking forward to going back and trying even more things on the menu. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is 11 City Diner's Serious Mary Mix. It's a Bloody Mary mix. 11 City Diner's one of my family's favorite Jewish diner delicatessens in Chicago. It's in the South Loop area of Chicago. And the owner, Brad, just has a very keen eye for quality and consistency and doesn't really take shortcuts. 11 City has one of my favorite patty melts in the city. My kids enjoy everything from their turkey burger sliders to their pancakes and waffles to their milkshakes. They have some delicious cheese fries as well, by the way, but that's besides the point. Anyway, I'm not here to tell you about 11 City's menu, but they are widely known for their Bloody Marys and have really fine-tuned the recipe over the years. So this Serious Mary mix is crafted in small batches and it's gluten-free. And now I'm mentioning it because it's available for purchase in all Mariano's grocery stores across the Chicagoland area. So if you're in Chicago, pop into a Mariano's and grab a bottle or two. And if you're not in Chicago, go online to 11 City and see how you may be able to snag one, or just DM 11 City's Instagram and bug them to try to get nationwide distribution. Sorry, 11 City. Next up is a recipe, and it's from the blogger and website Aaron Lives Whole. I first learned about Aaron a long time ago, actually from Jeff Morrow and his wife, Sarah. Sarah had made something during the pandemic that looked so good. Oh, it was these confetti cookies that were made with cashew butter, almond butter. Anyway, I remember making these cookies during the pandemic and they were so delicious that I made them multiple times. Anyway, I had an itch to bake and wanted it to be something relatively good for the family. So came across Aaron's peanut butter banana oatmeal bars and they were really, really delicious. So being that it's the top of the year and we're all looking to be a little more mindful of what we put in our bodies, and if you want a little sweet treat, check out Aaron Lives Whole's website or her Instagram, and I will link to the bars specifically in the show notes. Heads up, she has a bunch of different bar recipes on her website, so if these don't float your boat, find one that looks good to you, and chances are it will be good. Next is social impact. I'm highlighting a company called Littlefoot Ventures. Littlefoot Ventures was started by someone named Eva Goulborn. Eva does a ton of incredible work at the intersection of food systems and climate. She works to empower businesses, nonprofits, and foundations to future-proof our food system. She's incredibly well-connected, has been involved in a lot of very impactful initiatives in the food systems and climate space, and if you do any work in that space or are even thinking about doing work in that space, I highly suggest you connect with Eva. Also, you should subscribe to her newsletter, which has a ton of great info on these topics. Next up is something sandwich related, kind of. It's actually a shameless way to plug our recent Beyond the Plate episode with Adam Mesnick of Deli Board in San Francisco. Long story short, a friend sent me this graph recently, which was kind of surprising to me. It's about the whole bowl lunch. I'm using bowl in air quotes. And wouldn't you know, sandwiches are back on the map. I feel like bowls took over lunches and dinners, and that's okay. I'm a big fan of them. And not that sandwiches really were off the map, but, you know, people got really into bowls. Anyhow, check out our recent Beyond the Plate episode with a Sando extraordinaire, and also shout out to our friends at Siete Foods because, hey, what goes better with a Sando than a delicious bag of chips? Next up is The Neighborhood Hotel. The Neighborhood Hotel is a really cool company. They basically transform old buildings that have a lot of history into these apartment style hotels. And so being that it's the beginning of the year and people either just got back from vacation or maybe want to plan one, I wanted to give a little shout out to The Neighborhood. They have a couple different locations in Chicago and also some in Michigan. I like to explain Neighborhood as a low touch Airbnb meets hotel meets the charm of an inn, if you will. Our family has stayed in a couple of their locations, and it's just a really nice getaway and also fun to go to with multiple families, as we have. Their Michigan locations are incredibly convenient and easy to get to from the Chicagoland area. So check out The Neighborhood Hotel if you're looking for a one night, two night, or longer getaway. One last thing before I leave you. It's the new year, so let's make checking your spice cabinet a thing, folks. Can we? Shall we? I just went through mine, and I remember hearing Bobby Flay say this like over 20 years ago. He was saying whenever you check the battery on your smoke alarm, like every 6 months or so, check your spices too. It was kind of a joke, but it kind of works also. Simple rule of thumb here, smell them. If they don't smell like much, they're probably not going to taste like much either, so throw them away and buy a new bottle or a new jar. Thanks for listening to Hurt, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Hurt, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.